讲平安。
Peace be with everyone.
圣经用很多不同的比喻来描写人生。
So in the Bible, there are many different metaphors that describe the life of a person.
目的就是让我们对人生有更清楚的认识。
And the goal is to allow people who read it to have a better understanding.
所以我们就知道我们要怎么来过我们的一生。
And this is so that we can know how we should live our lives.
有一次丧礼要结束的时候。
So there is this one time when the funeral service was ending.
这个弟兄的孩子就上来讲一些感谢的话。
The brother's son, he came up to say a few words.
最后说，我爸爸的一生非常精彩。
And he finally said that my father's life was very eventful.
所以我们一起来鼓掌。
So let us applaud for that.
我参加所有的丧礼，这是最特别的一个。
And out of all the funerals that I've attended, this service was the most special.
所以一生活得很精彩，这个就是演戏。
For someone to live a life that is very eventful, that is like a spectacle or play.
我的一生这个戏演得很精彩，所以为他鼓掌。
And because this brother had played very well in this spectacle, we are able to applaud him.
其实哦，我们每一次去参加丧礼啊，我们就是对这一个人他一生演的戏，再一次来重复思想一下。
So actually, whenever we go to a funeral service, we are reflecting back on the entire play of their lives that they have participated in.
但是结论呢，每个人不一样。
But what is its ending? The ending is different for each person.
那我们现在看哥林多前书第四章。
So let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
好，请。
Verse 9. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
这个地方讲。神把我们使徒这里讲哈，好列在最后，好像定死罪的囚犯。
So in the beginning of the verse it says, "For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death."
这个是保罗讲他本身呐。
So here Paul is talking about himself.
然后接下去讲，我们成了一台戏，给世人跟天使观看。
And next it says, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
我们大家都有看戏的经验。
So we all have experience watching a play.
一场戏大概两三个钟头。
And a play or a spectacle is around 2 hours.
有时候我就想讲，因为为什么很多人，年轻人喜欢住在纽约。
So I was thinking about it, why do so many young people like to live in New York?
因为纽约有很多文化的节目。
Because New York has many different events.
在百老汇 Broadway 里面有很多的戏可以看。
And in Broadway, there are many shows that you can also watch.
所以看戏常常是一种享受。
So sometimes watching these shows or these plays is a type of entertainment.
但是如果我们想到戏啊，第一个一定要有一个主题。
But when we think about a play, the first thing you need is a topic.
这个主题是什么？
So what exactly is this topic?
那有了主题之后，第二个要有剧本。
And after you have this topic, you also need a playbook.
剧本啊。那有了剧本之后，接下去要有导演。
And after you have the playbook, you also need the cast.
那最后要有演员。
And then finally, you also need the actors in the cast.
那当然，演出来以后就有观众。
And then finally, when you present to it, you are presenting it to a congregation.
从圣经里面看来，这个演戏有两种方法。
So from the biblical perspective, there are two ways of having this play.
第一个就是自己定主题。
The first way is to set your own topic or title.
我活了六七十年，我要怎么活？我自己定一个最重要的主题。
For 60 to 7 years, I want to live the way I want to live, and I want to have my own topic or title.
那第二个，自己写剧本。
And next is to write your own script.
我几岁几岁要做什么？我几岁几岁做什么
？When I am this old, I'm going to do that, or when I grow to that age, I'll also do that.
那有主题，有剧本，就全力以赴，所有的时间精力投进去。
So to make sure that you have a good title and a script, you put in all your effort into this.
那这个就是人生啊。
So that is also, that is life.
演到最后一口气就结束了，下台。
And then you act in this role until your final breath, and then you come down.
所以有主题，有剧本，然后自导自演。
So then you have your title and your script, and you have the cast.
自己做导演，然后自己演，自己做导演。And
you yourself are also an actor, playing a role.
那这个就是世界上人的所谓他的人生。
And this is the life of every person.
那这样的人生啊，用现在一句话叫做自我实现。
And this type of life is living for yourself.
Self-realization, 把你自己最大的潜能把它表现出来。
This is also self-realization, which is putting all your best efforts, expressing all your best efforts.
那圣经有没有这样的例子？
So does the Bible have an example of this?
有。
So there actually is.
我们看传道书。
Let's take a look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第二章。Ecclesiastes
chapter 2.
传道书第二章的第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 10.
请。
Verse 10. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor.
这里保罗在，所罗门在提到他的人生。
So here Solomon is talking about his own life.
那所罗门人生的主题是什么？
So what was the topic of Solomon's life?
快乐。
It is happiness.
所以你看那个第十节讲，也就是快乐。
So if you take a look at verse 10, he is talking about happiness.
那这个主题定了，那接下去剧本是什么？
So after this title has been set, what is the script about?
我眼睛所求的，我没有留下不给他的。
Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them.
我心里所乐的，我没有禁止不享受。
I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.
这个就是他的剧本。
So this is his script.
你眼睛看到什么，你就去追求。
Whatever your eyes, whatever his eyes saw, he would pursue after it.
那你心里觉得什么是好的，会快乐，你就去追求。
And whatever you think your heart will desire, you can also pursue after that.
所以所罗门的一生，你如果从传道书第一章读到最后，他什么都有。
So if you read through the entire Ecclesiastes, you'll notice that Solomon's life had everything.
我们大概什么都没有，他什么都有。
For us, maybe we have nothing, but for him, he had everything.
他有权力。
He had power.
有钱财。
He had wealth.
有地位。
And he also had status.
有金银。
He also had gold and silver.
什么都有。
He had everything.
自导自演。
He was expressing himself.
所以在传道书的前面，你没有看到神。So
in the beginning of Ecclesiastes, you won't really find God.
因为他是以自己为中心来计划他自己的未来，来达到他自己的理想。
Because while he was planning his own future and his thoughts, he focused only on himself.
那一台戏演完要有一个结论呢？
So after you finish the play, you also need a conclusion.
那如果我们没有信仰来看所罗门这一台戏，
So if we don't have faith and we look at this play that Solomon has had,
所罗门真的是很好啊。
We'll say, wow, Solomon really did well.
所以你看，每个人的人生就是要做一个小的所罗门。
And people will say that our lives we should be similar to that of Solomon.
小一点没有关系，1%也没有关系。
Even just a small portion of Solomon's life, even just 1% is good enough.
我就是要追求我的理想。
I just want to follow my own ideals.
过得快乐。
And live a happy life.
这个是大家的没有信仰，大家的人生的一场戏的主题跟剧本。
And for everyone that isn't a believer, this is their title and their script.
但是所罗门到年纪大的时候。
But when Solomon has grown older in age,
你知道年纪大，你就开始要下台了。
When you're growing older in age, that's the time when you're about to step down from the play.
你要下台的时候，我今天演了两个钟头，到底我得到什么？
So from the play that I've been playing out for 2 hours, what did I get out of it?
结果他的这场戏，几十年的戏，人所羡慕的戏，结论是虚空。
So after all these tens of years of living, he decided that the point of that his play ultimately was vanity.
那他的结论虚空，不是叫我们人生啊？ 要很消极啊。
And with his conclusion saying that life was in vain, he didn't want us to be too pessimistic.
哇，你读到团操说什么都不要做了，一切都是虚空，不是这样。
When you read Ecclesiastes, you see everything is vanity, but that's not his main point.
他要重新建立我们人生演一台戏的不同的主题、不同的剧本、不同的方式。
He wants to reestablish that in our lives we should have a different title, a different script, and a different way of acting this out.
就是要把神放到我们人生的中心。
Which is to put God in the center of our hearts.
那这一场戏也可以演得很精彩。
And this play can still be a very exciting play.
但是，你的人生不会虚空。
But then in the end, your life won't be in vain.
所以人好像一台戏。
So life is like a spectacle or play.
那我们就来看啊，主耶稣他也是在演戏。
We can see that the Lord Jesus also was acting out in a play.
他的一生大概活33年。
His entire life spanned for around 33 years.
我们有的人已经活了66年，多一倍。
And some of us here have already lived past 66, which is double that life.
可能有的人已经快活99岁，多两倍。
And maybe some have already lived 99 years, which is triple that amount.
所以我们就来看主耶稣演的戏，它的主题是什么。
So when we see the play that Jesus had, what was his role?
我们先来看约翰福音。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章的十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
请。
Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这里讲神爱世人。
Here it says, For God so loved the world.
圣经说神就是爱。
And the Bible says that God is love.
那神是灵啊，所以看不见。
And God is spirit, so we can't see him physically.
那爱也很抽象，也看不见。
And love is also abstract, so we can't really see it.
所以神爱世人，我怎么有办法去了解？两个都看不见。
So when it says that for God so loved the world, how am I supposed to understand this if I can't see either?
但是主耶稣把神的爱演出来。
But the Lord Jesus was able to play this out, play out the love of God.
所以主耶稣的一生，这台戏。主题是什么？
So throughout the play that the Lord Jesus was participating in, what was the title?
主题就是神的爱。
The title was God's love.
那主耶稣在这一台戏里面，主耶稣扮演的角色是什么？
And throughout this play, when the Lord Jesus was acting, what sort of role was he acting as?
所以十六节讲他的独生子。
Here in verse 16 it says, His only begotten Son.
所以主耶稣成为人。
So the Lord Jesus became man.
他是神成为人。
He was God turned into man.
那他活33年在演什么？
And when he was living here for 33 years, what was he acting as?
演神怎么爱世界上的人。
He was playing how how God loved the world.
那这台戏演完之后
So after this play is over
我们看我们不只是远远看一台戏两千年前主耶稣演人生的这一台戏到今天影响每一个人
So we aren't just looking at this play that has happened a very long time ago and only 2,000 years but it actually affects us today as well
所以一个人绝对有办法活出超越他自己对别人有好处的人生。
But for someone to live out a life that surpasses everything and is able to help others.
因为主耶稣就是一个例子。
The Lord Jesus was an example.
所以叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And it says that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
我们相信主耶稣是我们的救主。
And we believe that the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
我们就不至灭亡，反得永生。
And we should not perish, but have everlasting life.
那我们就来想主耶稣在演戏，那导演是谁？
So let's think about it. When the Lord Jesus was playing in this play, who were the other
conductor?
Who was the conductor?
我们现在来看约翰福音。
Let's take a look at John.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
第十节。
Verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
这里主耶稣讲啊。
So here Jesus says,
我不是凭自己说的。
The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority.
是住在我里面的父做他自己的事情。
But the Father who dwells in me does the works.
所以导演是谁？
So who is this director?
天上的神。
It is the God in heaven.
天上的神住在我里面。
So the God in heaven lives in me.
那神做他自己的事。
God would do his own thing.
主耶稣只是一个演员。
And the Lord Jesus was just an actor.
导演是神本身。
And the director was God himself.
神住在他里面来演出神的爱。
And God dwelt in Jesus so that Jesus could express the love of God.
所以从30岁开始他就出来传福音。
So up till he was 30, he kept preaching the gospel.
然后一直演到他被钉十字架复活升天。
And he continued this role and continuing this play until he was crucified and he ascended.
这个整个剧本从头到尾就是神住在耶稣里面做他自己的事。
So the entire script was for Jesus to live out his life and complete his duty.
那主耶稣这一台戏演完对他本身有什么益处？
So after Jesus completed acting in this play, what was the benefit?
这跟所罗门有非常大的不同。
There's a very huge difference between this and Solomon's acting.
那我们就看约翰福音十十七章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
第四节跟第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
行。
Verse 4, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
第四节哈，主耶稣向天上的神报告啊，我已经荣耀了你。
So here, in verse 4, Jesus was reporting back to God and said, I have glorified you on the earth.
活着33年哦，他一个结论，我已经荣耀了你。
He lived for 33 years, and finally he could say, I have glorified you.
你托付的事情我已经做完了，我已经演出来，已经演完了。
The responsibilities you have given me, I've already done, and all the acting that you told me to do, I've already done it.
那接下去呢？
And afterwards, what happens?
第五节。
Verse 5.
求你使我同享荣耀，就是未有世界以前我们同有的荣耀。
Verse 5 says, And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world.
所以圣经里面讲啊，主耶稣这一台戏演完，从死里复活，升到天上做什么？得荣耀。
So here in the Bible, it says that when Jesus lived out his life and was crucified and ascended, what was the point? It was to be glorified.
所以如果我们看腓立比书第二章。
So if we take a look at Philippians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
还有第九节。
And verse 9. Philippians
第二章啊，腓立比书二章八节九节。
Chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8, And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9, Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
好，这个地方讲哈，从前顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。这个是演戏的最高点。
Here it says that he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. So that is the climax.
十字架所表现的救恩，所表现神的爱，吸引了无数的人。
So the salvation that is expressed through the cross has already influenced and have moved many people.
改变了无数的人。
And it changed countless lives.
但是这个代价非常高。
But the price to pay was very heavy.
然后他演完这场戏以后去哪里？第九节。
So after he finished his play, what happened? Let's look at verse 9.
神将他升为至高。
God also has highly exalted him.
然后超乎万民之上的名。
And given him the name which is above every name.
所以主耶稣这场戏演完，对他自己来说，他已经被提到至高在天上。
So after the Lord Jesus has finished acting in this play, he has been elevated to the highest point and exalted.
那对我们来说，
And for us,
因为主耶稣的爱，我们得恩典，得救恩。
because of Lord Jesus' love, we have received this grace and salvation.
那演戏就是给天使跟世人观看啊。
So this spectacle is meant for the angels and men to see.
那我们就要下看主耶稣演的这一台戏到底改变了多少人？人在看耶稣演戏呀，到底改变多少人？
So next, let's think about it. How many people, after Jesus finished his acting, how many people did he influence?
好，我们看路加福音的23章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 23.
路加福音的23章。
Luke chapter 23.
23章的第我先看哈，27节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 27. And a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him.
这个地方讲哈，当主耶稣要去被钉十字架的时候，好多的妇女为他嚎啕痛哭。
Here it says that when Jesus was about to be crucified, a great multitude followed him, and there were women who mourned and lamented him.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为一个没有罪的耶稣被十字架。
Because a sinless Jesus was bearing the cross.
这些爱主耶稣的妇人被感动。
And the women were touched by this.
所以你看哦，十字架下哦，门徒都逃跑了，这些妇人还在哦。
So you see that below the cross, all the disciples fled, but the women were still there.
为什么还在？
And why were they still there?
主耶稣的爱吸引了他们。
Because the love of the Lord Jesus has motivated them.
那主耶稣升天以后。
So after the Lord Jesus ascended,
这一群妇人啊，就是教会里面中间分子的一部分。
The women were part of the foundation of the church that was created later.
一起祷告求圣灵，一起传福音。
They would pray together and they would have the Holy Spirit together and all.
为什么？
And why?
不只是主耶稣说我很爱你。
It's not just the Lord Jesus who says I love you.
是他看到主耶稣人生的最后一个阶段是怎么牺牲，怎么受苦。
But they also saw the ending of Jesus' life, how he sacrificed for others.
那个爱充满了他们。
And that love has filled their hearts.
那个爱像死一样坚强。
And that love is as strong as death.
那个爱吸引了他们。
And that love has inspired them.
所以他们一生为主耶稣活。
So their entire lives, they have lived it for Jesus.
爱力量是很大的。
The power of love is very strong.
但是需要有人把它活出来。
But you need someone to live that out.
爱。重要就是牺牲。
The main important thing of love is sacrifice.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like how the Lord Jesus did it.
我们再看42节，23章42节。
Let's take a look at chapter 23, verse 42.
路加23章42节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 42. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这个39节就开始就记得有两个强盗。
Starting from verse 39, it also says that there were two criminals.
这个两个强盗有一个是硬到底啊。
And one of the criminals was had a hardened heart to the end.
所以他在十字架上他就笑耶稣啊，如果你是神，你为什么不救自己啊？
So while he was beside Jesus, he said, "If you're the Lord, if you're God, why don't you save yourself and us?"
那另外一个强盗，他看到主耶稣钉十字架，他说：“你是一个义人啊。”
But the robber said that he's actually a just person.
因为你没有做过一些不好的事情啊。
He's not done nothing wrong.
所以他被主耶稣钉十字架爱感动。
So he was this robber was touched by the love of Jesus on the cross.
这个强盗一定是。杀人放火犯了很多罪，所以才会被钉十字架。
And the robber must have done many crimes and stolen and murdered to be able to be put on this cross.
他也知道，你如果这样下去哦，一定会钉十字架。
And he also knew that if he took on this, if he did these actions, he would end up on the cross.
但是当罪控制一个人，连死他也不怕。
But when sin controls someone, they aren't even afraid of death.
因为罪是一种力量啊。
Because sin is also a power.
这样的人谁能够改变他呢？
This type of person, who can change them?
主耶稣演的这一台戏改变了他。
When the Lord Jesus played out his role, he was able to change him.
他看到钉在旁边，这个是义人啊。
The robber looked to his side and he noticed that it was a righteous person.
义人为什么被钉在这里？
So why is there a righteous person being nailed on the cross?
这就是他的爱。
It is because of his love.
所以他改变了。
So then he changed.
他把握了机会。
He took that opportunity.
求你德国啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
主耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里面。
Jesus said that today you will be with me in paradise.
如果我们没有跟被主耶稣的爱所感动。
So if we aren't touched by the love of God,
是因为我们没有跟他一起上十字架。
Or sorry, the love of Jesus, that means that we haven't been nailed on the cross
with him. 如果我们跟他一起上到十字架。
But if we go onto this cross with him,
我们就知道那是何等的痛苦。
Then we know how painful it is.
但是今天我们不必上到十字架。
But today we don't have to go onto this cross.
因为一个义人已经带我们上十字架。
Because one righteous man has already gone up to the cross for us.
这个爱会贯穿我们的心，彻底改变我们这个人。
And this love penetrates our hearts and it changes our entire lives.
所以如果我们的人生能够把神的爱演出来，这个人生是大有力量的。
So if someone is able to express the love of God in their entire lives, then this is a very powerful life.
自己不但可以到天国得荣耀。
Not only can you go into heaven to have glory.
但是神的爱借我们演出来，我们周围的人都会得到好处。
But when you are playing in this role, you also influence those around you.
所以演戏有两个方法。
So there are two ways of having this play.
第一个。
The first way.
你自己决定主题。
You can decide your own title.
你自己决定剧本。
You decide your own script.
你自己做导演。
And you become your own director.
把自我实现出来。
And you plan out and you live out your own ideals.
第二个。
The second way.
把神的爱当主题。
Is to make God's love the title.
让主耶稣来做我的导演。
And make the Lord Jesus our director.
我把神的爱完全表现出来。
And I'll express everything that is related to the love of God.
好，那我们再看百夫长四十七节。
So let's take a look at
chapter 23, verse 47.
So when the centurion saw saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man."
百夫长说他真是一个义人。
So the centurion said, "This is a righteous man."
谁把主耶稣钉十字架
？Who nailed Jesus onto the cross？
就是那些兵丁。
It's actually those soldiers.
这个兵丁就是在百夫长的掌管之下。
And those soldiers are under the control of the centurion.
但是当这个百夫长看到主耶稣从头到尾，他讲一句话，他是个义人。
However, when the centurion saw everything that unfolded, he at the end said, "Certainly this was a righteous man."
那这句话代表什么？
And what does this phrase mean?
代表我的下面的兵丁把主耶稣钉在十字架是最大的错误。
It represents that all the soldiers under me who did this action did the most grave mistake.
这个时代有哪一个有权的人愿意承认自己的错误呢？
And in this generation, is there anyone who has done anything wrong would admit to their wrongdoings?
但是百夫长竟然承认耶稣是义人。
But the centurion even admitted that Jesus was a righteous man.
为什么？
And why did he do that?
因为十字架这场戏太感动人。
Because the play that Jesus played while on the cross was too moving for him.
所以改变了百夫长。
So it even changed the centurion.
好，那我们再来看最后一个改变的。
Let's take a look at the last person who's changed.
我们回到路加福音二十三章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 23.
二十三章的五十节，请读。
Chapter 23, verse 50. Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member, a good and just man. 51. He had not consented to their decision and deed. He was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God.
52.
This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
53.
Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of the rock, where no one had ever lain before.
主耶稣那个世代有很多有钱人。
So during the generation of Jesus, there were many people who were wealthy.
但是圣经记载这里讲的亚利马太的约瑟。
But the Bible also records Joseph of Arimathea.
那为什么会记载这个亚利马太的约瑟
？And why does the Bible record the Joseph of Arimathea?
在其他的圣经有讲他是暗中做门徒。
In the other books, it also records that Joseph was a disciple who worked in the dark.
因为主耶稣在当时的社会名流里面，他是一个被看不起的人。
Because in the eyes of society, everyone looked down on Jesus' status.
因为他不认识他嘛。
Because it didn't really know him.
因为当时的人所认为有价值的那些条件，耶稣都没有。
All the people at the time who their expectations of someone with high status wasn't the same for Jesus.
甚至亚拉马太有耶稣，他知道耶稣是从神来的。
But Joseph of Arimathea knew that Jesus came from God.
他知道耶稣是救主。
And he knew that Jesus was the Savior.
但是他做门徒不敢公开。
However, when he was acting as a disciple, he was afraid to be public about it.
因为周围他的朋友都是有钱有势的人，这个反对势力太大。
Because all the people and his friends around him were all very wealthy, and his influence was too great.
但是当主耶稣当这个约瑟一看到主耶稣钉十字架的过程，他改变了。
However, after Joseph saw the entire process of how Jesus was crucified, he had a change of heart.
他去求比拉多把耶稣的身体给他。
He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
所以身上沾有主耶稣的宝血是谁？
So who is the one who is affected by the blood of Jesus?
因为他上去把主耶稣拿下来，是亚利马太的约瑟。
It is Joseph Arimathea who went up to the cross and had it taken down.
有一次在聚会的时候，一个人在讲这个亚利马太的约瑟。
So there was a time when someone was in a sermon speaking about Joseph of Arimathea.
然后聚会就有一个小妹妹一直在流眼泪。
And after service, when the speaker came down, he noticed a girl that was shedding tears.
说刚刚最后一次祷告，她看到异象。
Because that girl during the final prayer saw a vision.
一个人头低低的。
There was a man who bowed his head.
身体被砸全身流血。
And his body was pierced, and his whole body was bloody.
他知道那个就是钉十字架的耶稣。
And then she knew that this was Jesus who was crucified.
所以亚利马太的约瑟就公开做门徒。
So Joseph of Arimathea began to he started being public about.
他愿意付出代价。
And he was able to pay the price.
因为主耶稣演的这一台戏实在是震撼力太大。
Because this play that Jesus has played out had a very great impact on him.
所以彻底的改变了他。
So from underneath, it completely changed him.
我们是演一台戏。
So we are all acting in this play.
天使在看，世人也在看。
And there are angels watching us and also men watching us.
如果我们能够把神的爱演得很好。
If we are able to accurately act out God's love.
天使会纪念，天使代表神。
Then angels will remember us, and the angels represent God.
人会被改变。
And men will also be changed.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章我们刚刚念的我们回来看第九节。
So let's take a look at chapter 4, verse 9.
下半句。
The second half.
我们成了一台戏，给世人跟天使观看。
For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
所以现在这个保罗就把这一台戏就拉到他本身。
So now Paul uses this example on himself.
我们成了一台戏。
We have been made a spectacle.
我们刚刚讲那个钉在十字架是主耶稣。
So we already talked about how the one that was crucified was Jesus.
但是在第九节的前面说神把我们这些使徒好像定死罪的囚犯一样。
But in the beginning of verse 9, it says that, for I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death.
所以保罗到最后呢，他真的是殉道了。
So at the end, Paul really
殉道 martyred.
In the end of his life, he was martyred.
那保罗的一生到底他演戏的主题是什么？
So Paul, when he was playing out in this play, what was his title?
人生如戏。
It is that life is like a spectacle.
请问我们的人生有主题吗？
So for our lives, our own spectacles, do we have our own titles?
我们的主题是自己定的还是神替我们定的？
And who decided on the title? Was it us or was it God?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's take a look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章的二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
Yeah.
Verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
这个就是保罗人生的主题。
And this was the topic of Paul's entire life.
我活着就是基督。
That for to me to live is Christ.
那这个是什么意思?
So what does that mean?
我们来看前面一节。
Let's take a look at the previous verse.
20节。
Verse 20. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
不论是生是死, 要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Here it says, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
所以对保罗来讲, 活着是要把主耶稣显大, 死也是要把主耶稣显大。
So here it says that if Paul were to live, he would also magnify Christ, but if he were also to die, he would also magnify Christ.
主耶稣来世界就是神的爱具体的表现。
So the Lord Jesus came to this world so he could express the love of God.
所以当保罗说我活着就是基督，就是把神的爱活出来。
So when Paul says to live is Christ, he means that when you're living, you express the love of God.
所以我们的一生主题是什么?
So for our entire lives, what is the title of our play?
如果主题是神定的,
If the title is set by God,
就是把主耶稣活出来,
Which is to live out Jesus,
也就是把神的爱活出来,
Which is also to live out the love of God.
这样的人生是非常精彩，是非常有震撼力的。
This type of play will be very eventful and also motivating.
是我们每一个人要重新设定的一个人生的主题。
And this is a title that we have to reestablish.
那我们现在来看《哥林多后书》。Let's
take a look at 2 Corinthians.
《哥林多后书》的第四章。2
Corinthians chapter 4.
第五章
Chapter 5
哥林多后书第五章的13节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13 13 For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这里保罗说我如果癫狂是为神。
Here it says that for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
他演戏演到被人认为癫狂。
So Paul was acting in this role to the point where people thought he was out of his mind.
所以有一次保罗面对审判。
So there was a time when Paul was in judgment.
有一个王亚气帕说：“保罗，你学问太大了，你癫狂。”
There was a king that said, "Oh, Paul, what you're doing is out of your mind."
连那个亚基帕王啊，认识保罗，他也觉得他癫狂。
Some others thought that he was out of his mind.
什么是癫狂？
So what does it mean to be
癫狂就是不正常，跟大家不一样。
It is to be not normal and different from everyone else.
那这个不正常有两个原因。
So if you're not normal, there are two reasons why.
对亚基帕王来讲，他是书读太多。
To one of the kings, Paul, it was because Paul had too much knowledge.
因为书读太多，你就活在另外一个世界里面，这个书里面有另外一个世界。
And he read too many books, so he also had too much knowledge and lived in that sort of world.
那你如果心跑到另外一个世界，生活让人看起来就不正常。
And if your mind is in another world, then to people here, you might seem out of your mind.
但是保罗讲这不是啊。
But to Paul, this is not this is not accurate.
我如果癫狂是因为神。
If I'm beside myself, then that is for God.
什么叫做因为神我癫狂？
And what does it mean to be beside myself for God?
14节，基督的爱激励我们。
Verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us.
所以一个人替众人死，众人都死了。
So that if one died for all, then all died.
从那一天开始，我们活着要为神活。
But after he died, then we should continue to live for him.
所以怎么能够让我们人生的主题从爱自己变成爱神？
So how do we switch the topic of our play to loving ourselves to loving God?
要被神的爱充满。
We have to be filled by the love of God.
我们就会很愿意改变自己。
And then we will be very willing to change our
不是强迫的改变。
And it's not a very forced change.
不是不得已的改变。
And it's not an unwilling change.
是甘心乐意的改变。
But we are willingly changing ourselves.
因为爱的力量太大，像死一样坚强。
Because the power of love is so strong that it's even stronger than death.
所以。 保罗一生到最后，我们回到哥林多后前书第四章。
So in Paul's entire life, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Okay, 第十节。
Verse 10. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored.
呀，你看，为着主耶稣，他被看作是什么？愚拙的。
So here it says that we are fools for Christ's sake.
啊，什么叫做愚拙？
So what does it mean to be foolish?
你这么有学问的人。
For someone who has so much worldly knowledge.
你是一个法利赛人。
And you are a Pharisee.
你是一个公会的议员。
You are someone in the council.
你怎么去传扬大家看不起的耶稣？
How are you here preaching about Jesus who we look down upon?
你怎么这么笨？
How can you be stupid?
哦，所以啊，为着主耶稣，他已经在人的心中已经被从高贬到低。
So in the eyes of man, Paul's status has dropped from very high to a low status.
你看，我们是一个人。
So you see that we are all people.
大家都要自我膨胀，希望被人捧得高高。
And everyone likes to be elevated by others.
但是保罗是一个高一层的人。
But Paul was someone who was even higher.
他愿意往下降。
And he was willing to go down.
被人看作愚拙。
Go down in status. And he was seen as foolish by
others. 这个不是癫狂吗？
Isn't this a sort of crazy?
这一场戏不是非常精彩吗？
Wasn't this play already very exciting?
一个这么高的人降到这么低的人。
Such a person with high status would be able to drop to such a low status.
一定有一点打问号，为什么？为什么？为什么？
So there must have been people asking themselves, why did he do that?
啊，那我们再看。
So let's keep looking.
啊，我们的软弱啊，你们啊的倒是强壮的。
So here it says, we are weak, but you are strong.
啊，你们有荣耀，我们被羞辱。
You are distinguished, but we are dishonored.
十一节
Verse 11.
到如今我们是又饥又渴赤身肉体被打啊居住没有住没有定处
11. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless.
十二节
Verse 12.
被人咒诅我就祝福被人逼迫我就忍受
Being reviled we bless being persecuted we endure.
十三节
Verse 13.
被人毁谤我们就善劝
Being defamed, we entreat.
人把我们看作世界的污秽，万物的杂哉。
We have been made the filth of the world, the offspring of all things until now.
这一场戏实在是不一样。
So this play is definitely different.
保罗信耶稣以后
，After Paul believed in Jesus,
啊，真的，他的生活非常不一样。
His life was very different.
这一场戏非常精彩。
And his play became a lot more interesting.
啊，因为他演得很好。
And it is because he was a very good actor.
所以福音就从耶路撒冷传遍亚洲跟欧洲。
So the gospel spread from Jerusalem to Europe and also Asia.
传到外邦，包括我们今天。
And it even preached to all the Gentiles, including us today.
那这场戏演完。
So after this play has finished.
保罗说，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Paul said that there is a crown of righteousness that is placed for me.
人生不虚空。
So his life was not in vain.
因为戏演完，下台要领受奖赏。
Because after you are done with this play, you can come down and receive your reward.
所以我们要思想。
So we have to reflect on it.
啊，人生是一台戏。
Life is like a spectacle.
到底我要怎么演
？So how exactly am I going to act?
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
468，我们最后祷告完要唱这一首副歌。
Let us sing hymn 468, and we'll sing this for our chorus in our prayer.